Welcome to Illinois Family Spotlight, a conversation about faith, family, freedom, the state of Illinois, our nation, and conservative action. Here's David Smith and Monty Larrick.
Hi, this is Monty Larrick. Before Dave Smith and I begin our discussion about the election, let's take a few minutes for this. Republican House candidates are calling on Democrats to sign the No Madigan Pledge. State Representative Tom Morrison and his reform-minded colleagues are encouraging Democrats to help end one-man rule in Illinois and elect someone other than Michael Madigan as House Speaker. Representative Morrison recently hosted a No Madigan Pledge event near the Schaumburg office of Democratic State Representative Michelle Mussman. Here's a portion of that.
We are running because we know that Illinois can be a great state once again, that we can be prosperous once again. We have a new governor, fairly new governor, who has tried to move the state in the right direction. He was popularly elected to turn around Illinois, to give us things, the reforms that we need to make this state friendlier to our taxpayers, friendlier to our businesses, large, medium, and small, to make government more efficient, to make it more responsive to taxpayers. Because if we don't do those things, we are going to continue to lose people. We're going to continue to be a more hostile state for our businesses, make it harder to get a job in Illinois, make it harder for companies to expand here, just make it harder for citizens. There is one man, though, who is standing in the way of those reforms. His name is Speaker Mike Madigan. And the reason we're here today is to remind the voters, and we've talked to many of them, we've talked to thousands over the last weeks and months, voters who see that over the past, 46 years now, there has been one man, a state representative, who's been elevated to the position of speaker by incumbent state representative Democrats. We're standing in front of the office of one of them, and the Chicago Tribune editorialized about this, that if Illinois is going to move in the right direction, we have got to break up with Mike Madigan. Currently, there are 71 Democrat state representatives who have been given the opportunity to sign a pledge that they will not vote to reelect Mike Madigan as Speaker, to elevate him from the position of state representative up to Speaker of the House, and to stand in the way of the reforms that Illinois voters are clamoring for. Just as a reminder, this has been a battle between Bruce Rauner and Speaker Mike Madigan. But Governor Rauner was popularly elected by almost 1.8 million voters. In the last general election, Mike Madigan, as state representative, only got 16,000 votes. And yet, because of the rules that are passed by his members in the Illinois House, because of the power that he holds over campaign monies and the positions of committee chairman, he holds an inordinate amount of power. And so we've given these incumbents the chance to go in a different direction, to listen to what the voters are asking for. And they've refused. They refused to sign the pledge. Well, I'm standing here with candidates who have made that pledge, that they will vote for anybody except for Mike Madigan. We're going to give them the chance to speak today. But I'd like to, first of all, turn it over now to Mike Strick. Mike is running in the Aurora area. Mike, this was really your initiative. Talk about why you came up with this pledge and what you are proposing for the voters in your district.
Absolutely. Mike Madigan has been in power or in the House since 1971. Almost 46 years, one man has been in the House of Representatives, and that man is Mike Madigan. Mike Madigan is what is wrong with Illinois. When I speak and talk to the people of the 84th District, and I say he's been in office for 45 years, everybody I talked to said he needs to go. They give him the old strikeout. You're out at the home plate. Mike Madigan needs to go. I've knocked almost on 9,000 doors, and that's what I hear when I tell them that Mike Madigan is in charge. We need to get rid of the one-party rule. We need to get rid of Mike Madigan. And I'm not asking that Democrats vote for a Republican to replace Mike Madigan. I'm just asking for anybody other than Mike Madigan to be Speaker of the House. 33 years is way too long. And we need some change in Springfield. That is the only way that Illinois is going to move forward in the upcoming years. We need to get Mike Madigan to either retire or find out if we can get somebody else to take his place. That's what we need to do.
Great. And now we'd like to have Brandy McGuire, if you could please step up. And Randy represents or hopes to represent the Quad Cities area. Talk about why you're running and why this issue is so important to you and your voters.
Right. Well, good afternoon. I'm Brandy McGuire. I'm from Rock Island County. It's a 72nd district. You know, I'm actually 160 miles away from here, and the reason why I'm here is my opponent was handpicked by Michael Madigan. So the tentacles of the speaker stretch away from Chicago, and they go very deep into the state, and that's why I came here today. I signed the pledge and have asked that my opponent sign it. Of course, he wouldn't reply to me. It's time for Democrats of goodwill to stand up and represent the will of the people and not the will of Speaker Madigan. So thank you for having me. I appreciate it. And I hope that we make some good choices this election. So thank you.
Great. And now we'd like to have Jillian Bernas come up to the podium. This is actually the district that she would like to represent. And Jillian, take it away.
I'm Jillian Rose Bernas. I'm running for state representative in my hometown of Schaumburg in the 56th House District of Illinois. And for far too long, we've been under the power of Speaker Michael Madigan. So I moved back to this area about 5 years ago so that I could be close to my family and I could raise my future family here. And ever since, I've just heard people really frustrated with what's going on at the state level. They see their mailboxes full of mailers around election time saying, I cut my pay 6 times, I voted for a property tax freeze 17 times, and yet that legislation never comes to see the light of day. And that's because the first vote that legislators take in the House, and that's for Speaker Michael Madigan. So their first vote really puts us in a bad position. And then their second vote puts us in a worse position because that's for his rules that prevent common sense legislation that has wide public support from getting passed, either from getting passed out of committee into either the House or the Senate, or from becoming law, because once it's voted on in the House or once it's voted on in the Senate, Speaker Michael Madigan makes sure that it never goes into the other chamber to get a vote. And so he's made a mockery, frankly, of the legislative process in our state, and it's time that this needs to stop. We need to send people to Springfield that are going to be public servants and not career politicians. And that's why I'm signing the pledge. I promise my community I will not vote for Speaker Michael Madigan for Speaker of the House. I am looking to be a public servant for them so that I can bring benefits to my community instead of just serving myself. And so I ask for your vote come Election Day. Thank you.
All right. Now why don't we have Katie Dolan-Bomer, if you could come up and say a few words.
Thank you. I have a story to tell, a very quick story. 10 years ago, I was approached to become a Democrat and support Michael Madigan and run for the state representative position then. When I told the person who was interviewing me that I'm a Republican, it just won't fly, he said to me, no one will ever know. Just do a few favors for Mr. Madigan and all will be well. It is not going to happen. Mr. Madigan has tied up that whole House, and every new idea that comes forward gets quashed by someone who is making the decisions for everyone. I won't stand for it, and I believe the people in my district that I am representing now through this campaign, they don't want it either. They say to me over and over again, gee, I have kids who are younger than that, than the number of years that he's served. We need a change. We need a change for growth, for prosperity for Illinois, and for strength of our communities. Thank you.
And then Dawn Abernathy, if you could please come up and talk about your race and why this issue is so important to the voters that you've talked to.
Absolutely. Hi, my name is Dawn Abernathy, and I'm running for state representative in the 59th district. You know, I've been talking to over 7,000 voters in my district, and as I'm talking to them, whether they are a Republican, Democrat, or an independent, most overwhelmingly, they say Michael Madigan has got to go. So I'm looking at it as we need to stand up. I asked my opponent to sign the same pledge, and she actually has said she will vote for him. So I'm telling you, a vote for Mike Madigan and a vote for my opponent is keeping us where we are. The status quo cannot work anymore. Thank you.
Just to wrap it up, you've heard some great comments. As an incumbent, I've been down in Springfield for three terms now, and it's something that I have seen again and again. There are issues that the voters want. I will file legislation. Some of my colleagues will file legislation. We'll get a number of co-sponsors, Democrat co-sponsors, Republican co-sponsors, and these bills will not be allowed out of committee because the Speaker holds too much control over his members. And the numbers of Democrats has varied from 64 up to 71. But one thing has been consistent is the iron grip that Michael Madigan has on his members. And so when Democrat state reps, when they go door to door, when they talk to voters about how independent they are, about how they don't like Mike Madigan either, well, they're not being honest. They're not being sincere. If they were sincere, they would have signed this pledge. The fact that they haven't, now the onus is on the voters. You have a chance to vote for someone other than the Democrat state incumbent or the Democrat state rep, the incumbent. You have a chance to move Illinois forward. We all know that this is what's needed. We're presenting candidates to you who will provide that independent voice that the voters are seeking.
State Representative Tom Morrison, along with several GOP Illinois House candidates. In a few moments, John Biber, Special Projects Director for Illinois Family Action, will weigh in on their comments and the election.
Americans have been traveling down the health insurance highway for decades. But lately, it's been taking us to places we don't want to go. For Christians, it's hard to know which road to take. Or is it? Samaritan Ministries provides a different direction, a biblical path for their members to pray for each other and share financially in each other's medical needs.
This idea that Samaritan has adopted from the book of Acts should permeate all parts of our lives, not just health sharing. We, as a body of believers, are living out New Testament Christianity. This is what God intended for the church.
Do you believe that you need an insurance company, or do you believe that God will provide your needs? And there are people that you've never met before who are going to pray for you and meet your needs. There's another way.
Looking for a new direction for your health care? Visit us online at SamaritanMinistries.org.
There's an easy way to be an informed voter. Visit ilvoterguide.com. ilvoterguide.com is a comprehensive online voter guide that rates the candidates on a 7-point scale from very conservative to very liberal. ilvoterguide.com lets you know where the candidates stand on life, taxes, and other key issues, who's funding the candidates' campaigns, and who's endorsing them. Before you vote, visit ilvoterguide.com. That's ilvoterguide.com. I'm Monty Larrick. I'm joined by David Smith, the Executive Director of the Illinois Family Institute, and our guest, John Biber, Special Projects Coordinator for Illinois Family Action. Well, I attended that event, and I suppose the question I have or should have asked, in what universe do you believe that a Democrat would have the courage to go against Speaker Madigan and sign that pledge?
You're asking me?
Yeah. You're the expert.
Why
John.
Would you? This is like voting against Michael Jordan. Why would you want to get rid of the guy who's winning elections year after year after year for decades? Forget the fiscal state of the state. They win with Mike Madigan and his team.
That's right. And the Democrats, if they want to serve on any particular committee, if they want to chair any particular committee, if they want to be in leadership within the Democratic Party, they've got to kiss the ring, right?
This would be like in the late 90s, other NBA teams complaining that Michael Jordan's on the Bulls. What good does that do you? Go out there and defeat him in elections. But you can't win elections if the voters don't have enough information about how bad things are.
Well, and that brings up or begs the question, where have the Republicans been over the last 30 years of his speakership?
I know. It's too depressing to go back too far. I'd like to just go back to the last governor primary where Rauner had plenty of money to help educate Illinoisans on the numbers. You don't have to get into white paper details, but more, especially in the Chicago area, people have to know how bad the numbers are, how they don't add up.
Now, what numbers are you talking about?
I'm talking about all these unfunded liabilities, whether
the pensions.
Is teacher pensions, state employee pensions, whether it's healthcare, gold-plated healthcare benefits for state employees, whether it's all the other areas of state government that are not getting funds because we're paying teachers basically a lifetime salary. When they retire, they just stop working and still get a handsome salary. They've got social services suffering. You've got roads. That's why there's this amendment on the ballot. And I can go on.
So what you're saying is there has been phenomenal mismanagement, fiscal mismanagement. In fact, before we started recording this podcast, you mentioned that if Madigan was a fiscal conservative,
right.
You want to finish that thought?
We'd have a state that would be competing with Texas and Florida and other states that are fiscally sound and growing.
Yeah.
You know, we've heard about Michael Madigan and how evil Michael Madigan is for, you know, two or three election cycles now.
Yes.
And he still seems to be winning.
Yeah, I'm this is I'm trying to think fast here because I don't
well,
say something. But
you know, they have done a decent job. While you think about that, some groups have, like the Illinois Opportunity Project, and others are starting to really focus, and I think this is wise, on his failed leadership, his failed budgets, his failed pension bailouts, whatever you want to call it, and trying to tie other Democrats to him and then drop him off, you know, the boat.
I don't know if this was, you know, poll tested or focus group tested. I'm not sure. I am not personally into this whole Mike Madigan is the boogeyman. I still think it's a matter of policy and substance. And if Republicans would dedicate themselves to informing Illinoisans about the fiscal state of the state, leave the personalities out of this, they're going to start rejecting Democrats at the local level.
How do they do that? How do they get beyond the media that seems to be in bed with the liberal establishment?
How about we buy some newspapers?
Mm-hmm.
And how about we buy some radio networks? And how about we buy a television network in the state and start getting news out about the facts?
Because we have the facts. We have the information. It's just that we aren't able to get it to the people, right?
The Illinois Opportunity Project's doing unprecedented work. They're doing work this party should have been doing for decades. The Illinois Policy Institute does great work. It's just that I know I'm a broken record, but we need to reach more people with this information.
And we do have great leaders in the Illinois House and the Illinois Senate. Let me just name one guy real quick, Mark Batnick from Plainfield, Representative Mark Batnick. He knows this stuff inside and out. David McSweeney, somewhat, okay? David Harris, Tom Morrison, Senator Dan McConkie. You know, these guys are good leaders, and they do have good solutions. But the fact is, we're not getting it out far beyond the base.
There's no vision, unfortunately. We keep electing more good people to the General Assembly, and they're still mostly invisible.
That's a problem. That's a significant
problem.
Well,
I'm thinking, you know, Jeannie Ives is kind of making a name for herself.
Jeannie Ives is another great one.
Because she's taken on the College of DuPage.
Absolutely.
And saving taxpayers' money.
There are individual legislators who are making an impact in their districts. No question about it.
Yeah.
And she's getting to be one of those people that the media goes to as a conservative, as a reliable source for information about fiscal policy. And
yes.
We need more people like that, don't we?
We do. I get her emails even though I don't live in her district, and I'm impressed with her.
Yeah, she's a great leader. And then, of course, we had Representative Mike Boss down there. He made headlines when he threw up the budget that was dumped on his desk and expected to vote it on it within just hours of being printed off the printer. Anyway.
I'm not criticizing—
Who's now a congressman, by the
Republicans
way.
Republicans just for the sake of doing it. But here's some news, and I don't care what they say. Rauner has not introduced a balanced budget himself.
Well, that's a
and
problem, too.
The reason he doesn't is because they don't know how to sell what we're going to have to do in order to make the numbers match.
And it will infuriate the unions. The public sector unions will go ballistic and launch a war. They're already at war, quite frankly, but they'll take it to another level, won't they?
They will. And again, for all the negatives of Rauner, and I'm a social conservative, so I have a whole list of complaints.
Yep.
Rauner and his friends have the resources to communicate with Illinois taxpayers.
That's right. He's been taken to Facebook lately. I don't know if you've noticed this.
No,
he's been taken to Facebook Live. Instead of doing press conferences, he's doing live events by Facebook to circumvent the liberal media,
good,
who will only take certain sound bites that will advance the liberal or the leftist agenda, talking points.
People have to know how, just looking at the state of Illinois, and this includes school districts and teachers, their pension obligations, they're so out of whack. The teacher unions in the Chicago metro area use radio ads often to push their agenda. Where are the fiscal conservatives groups running radio ads
to get
the basics out?
All right, this is not a school issue, but today I heard on the way into the office an ad on WBBM Radio, which is a big 50,000-watt radio news station, right, here in Chicagoland. And there was an ad on for a group supporting the soda pop tax. Soda pop tax. And you know what? They're talking about obesity.
It's for
and
the kids.
Health. It's for the kids. Exactly. And here's tyranny. This is tyranny. This is government saying, we don't like this product, therefore we're going to tax it. And they're running ads promoting their talking points.
You know, I don't think it's not whether they like the product or not. It's something else they can tax.
Well, and you know what? They called it Big Soda. They called it Big Soda.
Yeah.
I laughed out loud. Big Soda? Are you kidding me?
I don't really drink soda, so I guess I don't I don't really care about that tax.
Well, they start taxing coffee, then, you know, yeah, that'll be the last straw.
Then there'll be a revolt.
Then I'll care.
Yeah. We'll go from the tea party to the coffee party.
That's right. You know, you're talking about pensions, and I don't think a lot of people realize how their tax money, their paychecks, are subsidizing these fat pensions.
Yes.
That these poor taxpayers are not going to get for some bureaucrat or whoever who's just happens to be in a government employee union.
Here's some good news. It's not just Illinois. This problem's going on all over the country. The state government employees and the government employee unions figured it out all over the place that the taxpayers, it's a bottomless pit of money, and they can just keep going for more and more and more. Sooner or later, these pension funds are going to be thrown into bankruptcy because the numbers will never work.
And some of the numbers, the pension that people are receiving, have you seen some of these numbers?
Yes.
200,000 plus,
yes.
300,000 plus a year in retirement?
Right.
That's not sustainable. And there needs to be a cap on this stuff.
There's something called crowding out, I think that's the phrase, where future education expenses are not, they're not going to have money for it because they're going to be paying for all these long living retired administrators and teachers.
Yeah.
Well, you know, my wife and I took a little weekend getaway and we were over in Iowa and went over into Galena from Iowa, Dubuque, and the sign said, "Welcome to Illinois." And I said to my wife, "They should say, welcome to Illinois, please stay." Well, our time has run out. Thank you so much, John Biver, Special Projects Coordinator for Illinois Family Action, and johnbiver.com. Folks want to get in contact with you, connect with you, they can do that, right?
That's right. The contact button at johnbiver.com.
B-I-V-E-R. John B-I-V-E-R.
Biver as in diver.
That's Dave Smith, and thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you again in the near future.
Thank you for listening to Illinois Family Spotlight. For more information, please visit us at ifiaction.org and look for us on Facebook and Twitter. If you would like to email us questions or comments, please do so at feedback@ifiaction.org. Until next time, stay engaged and keep your eyes on the prize.